So we're moving on to our next speaker, Leslie T. Pickle, who I've said needs to be over things, just all the things, so we can just reach out to her. She declined respectfully and said there are other people involved. So Leslie is the Deputy Director of Litigation for the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. She has held this position since May 2016. In this role, she is responsible for providing legal advice and support for all pending or threatened litigation against HHS or HHS employees in their official or individual capacities. She works collaboratively with the Office of Attorney General to defend lawsuits and administrative actions filed against the agency concerning tort claims, agency rules and policies, alleged constitutional deprivations, federal and state statutes, including the Medicaid Act, and other legal complaints. Before practicing law at HHS, she served for 21 years as a Judge Advocate General, JAG, in the United States Air Force. Her USAF career focused mainly on military justice. She served as Deputy Staff Judge Advocate, Article 32 Hearing Officer for criminal court cases, and as an instructor of both trial practice and international laws. Her career culminated with service as a General Counsel to the Air Force Special Operations Air Warfare Center, providing legal guidance to the commander, 10 subordinate leaders, and 1,000 center personnel. Leslie retired from the USAF as a lieutenant colonel in 2014, and we have her here today. She's going to be speaking about a view from HHS. Let's welcome her.
Should that be next? That's already set. Okay, awesome. All right, well, I'll start with my little icebreaker is I am not a native Texan. I'm a native Wyomingite. I ended up in Texas because my husband and his family are from the Garland area originally. And if you've ever noticed the signs on 130 that say Pickle Parkway or the research center, right, J.J. Pickle, I'm actually related by marriage to J.J. Pickle. If you're old enough, you'll remember that he served as a U.S. representative to Congress from 63 to 95, if I remember correctly. And when I first got to Texas and I would answer the phone and talk to someone, who was a little older who could remember him, they would ask if I was related and I would explain how I was related. And the nicest story they would tell, which I tell to everyone because I think it's very pertinent for now, is he was well thought of by both sides. He was a Democrat, but people really thought well of him because of the way he conducted himself, because he was such a professional. And that's really, I didn't know him. I've learned different things about him as I've lived here since 2016. And what a nice commentary for someone that I'm related to by marriage. But I think that's great and maybe, presents a lesson. Maybe we should study a little more how he related to people. There you go. Okay, so I am here to talk to you about sort of a view from HHSC, at least a little part of HHSC, okay? The Health and Human Services Commission is made up of approximately 45,000 employees. We do a lot. The biggest thing we do is administer Medicaid on behalf of the state of Texas. We do SNAP, we do TANF, we do a lot of regulatory work, licensing work, so it's a very big agency. It presents a unique challenge in the sense that sometimes it's hard to get a hold of someone who can answer your question, right? Very basic stuff. So the biggest thing you're probably going to get of use to you today is who do you call when you've got a couple of different questions related to the work that you do, okay? And I know I've had, I met a few of the people that I've had numerous email interchanges with. Sometimes we've talked on the phone. I hope that's been a good experience for you all. You know, the one thing I'll start with is you have real people who work in a real agency. We don't control the way the law is written from the federal or state level. If you're interested in changing the law, you need to talk to the legislature. We are an agency that is a creature of the legislature, right? We have to carry out the things that the state of Texas determines at the legislative level need to be done. But the agency is full of real people who actually have compassion and empathy. And I work with them every day. And I will tell you that personally, I start from the premise of I want to treat someone the way that I want to be treated or my family member should be treated.